There was this rat, this quite big rat, that was running around the skirting boards, and Dad was on the table in his PJs with a bottle of vodka loading up the rifle. And he sees me and he goes, "Right, watch and learn." And he starts trying to shoot this rat, right? The first shot misses by miles, but scares the crap out of this rat, right, who now starts pegging it in all directions over the floor, with Dad shouting, "Stay still, you little bastard," until finally it heads under the table, which makes Dad freak, because he hates rats. So he starts firing at the rat through the table, round after bloody round, until finally, completely by chance, he hits the rat and kills it. At which point he shouts, "Aha, Dirty Harry," swings the gun round his middle finger, and accidentally shoots himself through the jaw. He fell sort of odd. Sort of back on his knees like a limbo dancer. It was just him and me and no noise. Until the sound of blood hitting the lino. I'd have loved him to have apologized, mate. More than anything, I'd have loved that. But his last words were, "Aha, Dirty Harry."
Consider the fact that for 3.8 billion years, a period of time older than the Earth's mountains and rivers and oceans, every one of your forebears on both sides has been attractive enough to find a mate, healthy enough to reproduce, and sufficiently blessed by fate and circumstances to live long enough to do so. Not one of your pertinent ancestors was squashed, devoured, drowned, starved, stranded, stuck fast, untimely wounded, or otherwise deflected from its life's quest of delivering a tiny charge of genetic material to the right partner at the right moment in order to perpetuate the only possible sequence of hereditary combinations that could result eventually, astoundingly, and all too briefly, in you.
Being your slave, what should I do but tend upon the hours and times of your desire? I have no precious time at all to spend, nor services to do till you require. Nor dare I chide the world without end hour, whilst I, my sovereign, watch the clock for you. Nor think the bitterness of absence sour, when you have bid your servant once adieu. Nor dare I question, with my jealous thought, where you may be, or your affairs suppose, but like a sad slave stay and think of naught, save where you are, how happy you make those. So true a fool is love, that in your will, though you do anything, he thinks no ill.
Said I not that my senses were acute? I now tell you that I heard her first feeble movements in the hollow coffin. I heard them, yet I dared not speak. And now, tonight, Ethelred, the breaking of the hermit's door, the death cry of the dragon, the clangor of the shield, say rather the rending of her coffin, the grating of the iron hinges of her prison, and her struggles with the coppered archway of the vault. Will she not be here anon? Is she not hurrying to unbraid me for my haste? Have I not heard her footstep on the stair? Do I not distinguish that heavy and horrible beating of her heart? I tell you, we have put her living in the tomb. Madman! Madman! I tell you that she now stands without the door.
Holloway, if you want a shot, say so, and let me get to hell out of here. We've had this before, Bolton. Don't ask me to go through it again. Bolton, please. Please. Please, Holloway. Candle shaking and guttering all over the place. Lower now. Old arm, tired, takes it in the other hand and holds it high again. That's it. And that was always it. Night, and the embers cold, and the glim shaking in your old fist, saying, please, please. begging.
I have seen the devil of violence. I have seen the devil of greed and the devil of hot desire. But by all the stars, these were strong, lusty, red-eyed devils that swayed and drove men. Men, I tell you. But as I stood on this hillside, I foresaw that in the blinding sunshine of that land, I would become acquainted with a flabby, pretending, weak-eyed devil of a rapacious and pitiless folly. How insidious he could be, too, I was only to find out several months later and 1,000 miles farther. For a moment I stood appalled, as though by a warning. Finally I descended the hill obliquely towards the trees I had seen.